ఓం అజ్ఞాంతి మీరా హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ లైక్ టు థ్యాంక్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫార్ హ్యావింగ్ టేకింగ్ అవుట్ యువర్ టైమ్ అండ్ జాయినింగ్ అస్ ఓవర్ హియర్ ఆన్ ద సెలబ్రేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ అపిరెన్స్ డే ఆఫ్ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా గోపీనాథ్, ద మెయిన్ పర్సన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హూమ్ వీ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ హియర్ and getting attracted to him like a magnet. You know, magnet attracts iron files. We all have studied in our school days. But actually, once Lord Shri Krishna told Shrimati Radharani that your face is as beautiful as full moon. And Radharani got angry. Why? Because he said, this is not a good comparison. Full moon is bright, beautiful, cooling, everything is nice, but the moon has black spots, so how can you compare my face to the moon? There is no defect or black spots in my features. She was angry. Similarly, we are comparing Shri Radha Gopinath to magnet, but this is not correct analogy. I will tell why it is like that. You will understand it in due course of our talk, but it is not exactly very suitable analogy. Okay, I will reveal it right now only, and because the discussions. Because magnet, it attracts only iron filings. They don't attract anything else. But Shri Shri Radha Gopinath, he is attracting all types of people. Not only one particular type of people, men, women, old, young. Every living entity, animals, insects, all are getting benefited. So therefore the analogy is not very correct. Because magnet doesn't attract nickel or aluminium or wood, something like that. Only attractive potency is there. So we sang two bhajans. Our Shri Anand Nitai Prabhu, he has learned the traditional Gaudiya style of singing bhajans, which is followed in Gaudiya Parampara for many hundreds of years. Some of us may be thinking, oh, it's not very palatable according to our senses or our preconditioned or prejudiced ideas. It may be so because we are not accustomed to only our modern style. But both whichever pleases Krishna is attractive. So both are very attractive. But these bhajans were not just out of context. In fact, today on the appearance of Radha Gopinath, one bhajan was unto Lord Chaitanya. Gaurangera Duti Pada Jara Dhana Sampada. This is glorifying Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Gaurangera Madhur Lila Jara Karne Praveshila Hrudaya Nirmala Bhelo Tar. One who understands Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, one who hears, his heart becomes pure, as it is mentioned over here. And we heard this another bhajan, Radha Krishna Pranamodo Jugala Kishore. Jivane Marane Gati Ara Nahi Mor. So this bhajan can also be directed to Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ji, who are standing over here many, many years, around 20 years. They are standing, waiting for us, giving their blessings, attractive darshans to all of us. We come only once in a while, once in a week, once in a day, stand in front of them 2 minutes, 5 minutes, then sit down and they all go away. But they are standing here mercifully for everyone waiting. Now this hall is full. When I came in 1992, 1993, 1994 for Sunday feast, 80 people was like maximum crowd. Now we have so many meetings in the temple where more than 80 attendance is there. Why they are all waiting? The day Radha Gopinath came, he knew many hundreds and thousands of people will be coming to see me. He is patiently waiting for all of us. Ideally, if we see, we don't have any qualifications, but he is waiting. And in this bhajan, it goes on to say, okay, we'll discuss. So this ditty, Shri Radha Krishna, or Gaur Nitai, or Gopal Nath ji, you should understand what this deity worship is, because many people, they misunderstand it. They think it's a stone or metal. How can Lord be present in these deities? You should understand, yes, from external point of view, it is a stone or metal or a painting or jewels or sand or mud. But Srila Prabhupada gives this very nice analogy. He says, just like there is a live wire and a dead wire, is an electric engineering language, there is a copper wire. In one wire, electric current is flowing, in another wire, the current is not flowing. both may appear to be copper, but their effects are different. We can touch one wire peacefully. But if you touch another wire, then I don't know. You may become peaceful for lifelong. So the effects are different. Similarly, the deities, they are made up of metal or stone. But any ordinary metal or stone can't be taken as God in worship. Because God comes. The deity welcoming ceremony, when we invite the Lord, when all the Lord cannot go against the wishes of the devotees. That is his nature. And devotees' nature is, they cannot go against the wishes of the Lord. So when all devotees, many, many devotees, with full heart and devotion, they sing holy names, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, do Kirtan, invite the Lord that please be come. Please come and be present in this external form. Because right now, we can't perceive you directly. Some of you may be, but certainly not me, and I think most of us cannot perceive him directly. Actually, this is also direct perception, but still, we can't perceive him in sitting in everyone's heart. We can't see directly Paramatma. So Lord mercifully, he agrees to come in beautiful form. As we see, he's beautifully standing with such beautiful dress, blue and stones and yellow and green. Beautiful altar, beautiful flower decorations, Tulsi Maharani, the cows and the deer and monkeys and swans. Tulsi Maharani is there. All of them are giving their darshan to us in most exquisite way so that our hearts can get attracted. In this material world, everyone's tendency, self-centered tendency. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Australia speaking in a university, and one man from the back of the seat in the program, back sitters, he stood up in between the lecture and he wrote, Swami Prabhupada or Swamiji, I think I am the center of universe. Prabhupada said even a cockroach thinks like that. Everyone in this world thinks like that. Yeah, this is nature. Everyone in the world thinks I am the center of universe. See, go on the street, see how the people walk, as if they are Mr. Universe. And Mrs. Universe, and like that, they may not be. See, I asked this question, it just came to my mind. Is there anyone who thinks I am not beautiful? He may be black, fair, tall, short, thin, anything. Does he think I am not beautiful? He thinks. Is there anyone who thinks I am not intelligent? He may be second pass or PhD, anything. No one. Because I am the center of the universe. This tendency is there in everyone. But when Shri Radha Krishna appears and we start rendering service unto them, worshipping them, some of the devotees may perform arti from inside, some may see the arti from outside. Both are equally spiritually potent. But we understand that actually I am not the center of the universe. They are supreme lordships. We see, we actually feel, but we don't realize. Pashyam apina pashyati. We can't understand it. But that deity worship opportunity is there because we all have tendencies to decorate ourselves. We want to be attractive. Basically, we want to be attractive, beautiful. All of us. But or we are actually not attractive. And if we are, it's only for some few years. Ranath Maharaj once said, just like a grape turns into resin, dry. Similarly, our young bodies, which are like grapes, nicely attracted, they just shrivel down into resin with folded skins, dried fruits like that. So we are, most of us are not attractive. Or we may be attractive, but not for all. For some only. A Miss Africa or Miss Europe may not be considered attractive in India. And Miss India or Mr. India may not be considered attractive in some other place. And for sure, the most beautiful men or women on this earth will not be anywhere attractive in the heavenly planets. It's an impossible thing. So it's not there. But still we have that strong tendency, as I said, Prabhupada says, even a cockroach thinks he's attractive. Even a hawk thinks he's attractive. Even a bacteria thinks he's the most beautiful person. with a nice one-celled body. That is the nature. Most intelligent person, because ahankar. But these deities, they come to teach us, no, there is someone else. We should learn to decorate Lord Shri Krishna rather than decorating. Or this deity worship whole process is that. We all want to eat nice, nice food. This is the tendency of conditioned soul again. Is there anyone who doesn't want to eat nice food? That nice may be as per his understanding. But still, somebody, something may be nice for one, somebody, like in Brahmacharya Ashram, we have spicy and non-spicy. This is always there. Somebody likes chapati, somebody likes dosa, a different, different thing. But they want to eat nice. But these deities are there to remove that tendency that I want to enjoy in this world. We understand that Krishna is the supreme enjoy. Therefore, deity worship means whatever we do to us, we should do. It means whatever royally we want to enjoy, we should offer that all royal paraphernalia. Gold, silver, the most beautiful dress, and the background, and flowers, and altar, everything to Lord Shri Krishna. We want to decorate ourselves, let us decorate Krishna. So that we lose the tendency of decorating ourselves. We want to enjoy ourselves, let us start making Krishna enjoy. So that we lose the tendency that we are the enjoyers. Similarly, when Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and all the six Goswamis, they went to Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya gave them four instructions. One was to write Vaishnava scriptures. Second was to establish deities and establish the standards of deity worship. Therefore, we say in Vrindavan, there is Radha Madan Mohan temple, Radha Govind, Radha Gopinath, Radha Shyam Sundar. All these temples are there, Radha Raman. All the Goswamis worship them. In the most standard way of devotion and worship. Third thing was to excavate the pastime places and establish the standard of Vaishnava behavior. So Lord Chaitanya gave these four instructions and one of them was deity worship. Why? Because you should understand these deities, they are standing over here to attract our heart. Krishna, name Krishna, the definition is in Sanskrit, there is a definition for every word. Etymological, we call it in English, I think. The meaning. Akarshayati iti Krishna. One who attracts everyone, he is Krishna. There is another meaning also, but this is one of the meaning. Also, this Krishna is standing over here, attracting us. That is his main pastime. This is what is happening all over the world, in all Srila Prabhupada's places, but today we are discussing with reference to this temple. It actually is still the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya going on. Gaurangera Madhur Lila. Sometimes we say we are not there 500 years back, but we are there now. Lord Gauranga is tricking so many conditioned souls from so many varied backgrounds, from highly intellectuals, double PhDs or postdocs. When I heard there are some who are postdoc, I was thinking, what is there after PhD? What they do? Radhika Valda Prabhu was giving lecture around a month back. He said, just like when we do PhD, first year or two goes to understand what is the problem which we have to solve. So can you understand what is to be done after the PhD? First you understand the problem, then solve the problem, and then after that, there are some devotees over here who are done 3 years postdoc. And there are some devotees who might just know how to read and write or not even that. So many different types of people. Lord Chaitanya is trapping them because they have sincerity of heart. And also we see Lord Chaitanya himself. He gave many times deities to some of his devotees. And devotees, by their practice and behavior, showed how to worship the deities. Like we see Vishnu Priya Devi. When Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, some of us might be visiting Mayapur in the month of Kartik. Most of us will visit this place. Gauranga. Dhamir Gauranga in Navdeep. That deity was worshipped by Vishnu Priya for around 80 years. Lord Chaitanya took sannyas when Vishnu Priya was around 14 or 16 years old. And she stayed on earth for 80 years after that. Somewhere to that, approximately. Daily, regularly, she was worshipping the deities. Offering garland, dress, prasad, food. And what she would eat? She would chant the holy names. And when one round was over, she would take one grain of rice and put it aside. And after the day in the evening, however rounds was over, that many grains were available. And she would cook that and eat that. Only that much. So Vishnupriya deity was Vishnupriya worship Lord Chaitanya's deity. Another place in Ambika Kalna. Once Lord Chaitanya was from Navadvip, was visiting Shantipur through Ambika Kalna. Now Shantipur and Ambika Kalna are two opposite sides of river Ganga. So there one devotee, I think Gauridas Pandit. Yes, he was staying there. And he was very happy to see Gaur and Nitai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu have come to their home. Just like most of us, we feel very happy when devotees come to our home. Most of the gurus, they might, yes, devotees have come, they become joyful. Similarly, the Lord, Gaur Nitai themselves came to the house of Gauridas Pandit. And he was a devotee since many years. They stayed for a day. Actually, they were not going to stay for a day. But on request of Gauridas Pandit, please, you have come. I don't know when you will come back again. They stayed for some time. A few days, and then they are about to leave. Gauridas Pandit says, no, you cannot go, you stay here. Then Lord Chaitanya took a wooden piece and himself carved his own deity and deity of Nityananda Prabhu. Having their arms raised in the standard pose. And then he told Gauridas Pandit, you keep these deities, you worship them with great devotion, you offer them food, I will accept. Understand that I am not different from these deities. Sometimes devotees are very expert. Somehow they are very expert in getting their devotional service. So Gauridas Pandit, he told Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu, if you say that you are non-different from these deities, then please, I have one request. You stay here and let the deities go. So Lord Chaitanya said, okay, that's not an issue. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they raised their hand and they stood like that. And the deities lowered their hands and started walking. And the Gauridas Pandit was confused. Oh, what's this is happening? He ran after the deities. Hey, wait, where are you going? They are there. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda are there. We deities are going. He said, no, don't do like that. You stay here and let them go. They said, okay. They came back, stood there, raised their hand, stood in the position. And Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they put their hand down and started walking. Gauridas Pandit was again confused. He again went. This happened many times. Actually, Gauridas Pandit got confused. Who are the original Lord Chaitanya or original deities? They went and came so many times. And then Lord Chaitanya said, please be pacified, be satisfied. Now you also don't know who are original, who are. So one of us will go and one of us will stay. So Lord Chaitanya, we understand, they are, when Lord comes into deities, they are not different. They are the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna standing over there. We may not be able to perceive. We may take it. Yes, he is standing. He doesn't do much. But he is actually standing, observing all of us. Waiting when he is not only observing the physical state. He is also observing he has that power. He is observing the internal state. How much surrender we have. How much devotion we have. Externally, he is observing. Are we awake or asleep? But he is also observing the internal state. Even sometimes we are awake. Our mind is somewhere else. Krishna can see everything. He is observing. He has so much devotion. So they are not just deities standing over there. They are Krishna standing over there. We also hear Shishi Tota Gopinath's pastime in Jagannath Puri. Gadadhar Pandit, he was worshipping the deity with so much devotion. When he became old, he had to bend down so he could not make himself erect straight again and put the garland while worshipping deities on the neck of Gopinath ji. Seeing his devotee having difficulty in worshipping him, dressing him, Lord himself sat down. The deities, they sat down. So sometimes we think, oh, these deities are... This doubt comes. These deities, they do pastimes only 500 years back. Why not? No. Why not do something like that? But actually, if we see, this is pastime. Attracting thousands of people. From so many various ways, Krishna is very intelligent. He just gets people together. He is playing the whole chess game. You should become devotee. Go to some place, then go to this place, and they will meet some devotee, and then like that. He is just playing mass chess game, big. We play chess game with only 8 or 12, coins or pawns. But Krishna is playing. He is attracting. We have no conviction, but Krishna decides some other, let him become devotee. And now we have no choice. So this Lord Krishna is standing over here. Today I was just thinking, we see Lord Chaitanya's time, people from all different past backgrounds became devotees. We had Raghunath Bhat Goswami. Bhat Goswami. His father and mother were pious Brahmanas and excellent devotees. On the other hand, we have Jagais and Madhais, who were the most sinful people. Because Lord Chaitanya doesn't consider patra, apatra, ne dekhi, na dekhi, sthana, sthan. He doesn't consider who is suitable, who is unsuitable, who is qualified, who is unqualified. He just gives mercy. So this Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are still going on. Which pastime? Mercy distribution pastime. Yeah. They began 500 years back, but they are going on, and they will go on for 9,000, 10,000 more years, and more, but more actually for that period of time. We will see today, we will take some few cases, wonderful cases, that how Shri Radha Gopinath, who are standing over here, but in the most amazing way, he has attracted devotees from all walks of life, from all backgrounds. Some are born in pious Brahmana family in some holy place with full devotional background. And some are on the completely opposite end. But Krishna, if he decides, if he plays magic, if he plays flute, the sound of flute attracts all souls. Lord, and these devotees, who all of us are, as Lord Chaitanya said, he said two things. Again, I will repeat this at the end of our talk. I am repeating, mentioning them over here. What he said? Lord Chaitanya said, I am like a gardener and is a creeper of devotional service. And that creeper is full of many fruits, ripened fruits of love of Godhead, pure devotion to Krishna. And I want to distribute all those fruits to many people, in conditioned souls, fallen souls in this world, all over the world. But I can't do it alone. This is Lord's humility, we can say. I want all of your help. Like Srila Prabhupada said, I'm an old man, what can I do? It's you American young boys and girls that you have to take up this mission. So we see Lord, he catches the devotees. He sees some sincerity, some sukruti in everyone's heart, he catches. As Lord says, Krishna, Chaitanya says, even if somebody forgets me, I don't forget a devotee. If somebody has surrendered, as Lord Ramchandra says, if one says, oh Lord Ram, I am yours only once, I accept him. So we see these devotees, all of us, we're walking in this whole world, in Maya Bombay, Maya Jale, not knowing Krishna, just running after the illusory pleasures of this world, dangling pleasures, wine, attractive to opposite sex, sports, gambling, show off of dress, shoes, goggles, hairstyles, so many things, jeans, pants, fashion. We are after all these things, thinking that is the end of everything. Nothing more than that. Our kichu chaina. Today, Anandithai Prabhu said the bhajan. I don't want anything else than that. But Krishna said, no, you are after the most lowest types of pleasure. And actually, they are not pleasure also, illusory pleasure. And he somehow tricked all of us. So I'll take some cases of devotees from various backgrounds who are connected to our temple over here. But understand, I may know only few. But see, these are stories and you may have some amusement. But see how what Krishna had to do to get all of us over here at his lotus feet. And we had to just surrender to his lotus. One day one person in Bombay, staying in Kandivali, had a desire that I want to read Bhagavad Gita. As I said, Krishna doesn't see physical, he sees internal. He saw, yes. There's one person who has a desire to, he was from a well-to-do, like pious standard family, Indian family. And he went to Chargar station for his business work. And our devotees were standing. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita. This sometimes tell difficult truths. Or Gita of 150 rupees for only 80 rupees. Only in the month of December.
And in January, 80 ka 80.
So they say all these truths. But then they would say, oh, wonderful, wonderful, I will take it. He immediately, he was so happy. I had a desire to read Bhagavad Gita. And here are devotees to give me Bhagavad Gita. And not only they gave him Bhagavad Gita, but in the Gita, they gave him one more paper, sheet of paper, an invitation pamphlet for the Sunday feast program. That devotee went home. And he was happy to have Gita, but he was more happy to have invitation. Next Sunday, he came to a temple. Attended a Sunday feast, very happy. After the Sunday feast announcement, a Bhagavad Gita course is beginning from tomorrow, Monday. And he was most happy. Oh, Krishna is fulfilling all my desires. I wanted to know Gita. Krishna gave me Gita and also the course. So let me first see the course. And then he attended a whole 7-day course. He was an elderly gentleman. And then he went home. Started chanting, took up the process. But he had a young son who was in modern day age. And his father challenged the son. I will change you. You come to the Gita course only once. The son said, I will never change. But now, I know. I won't reveal all the names. But that son is now a very nice full-time devotee in our temple. And whole family, the sister, the sister's husband, and whole family is a nice devotee. So Krishna, he had to go, he had to plant people everywhere, at different places. People from background, from normal pious family, and then another devotee. Sometimes I should tell the name, or I will tell the non-initiated name. One Mr. Manish. He was a small boy, 8 years, 4 years. And with his father, one day he went for a party in Bombay where some big film directors had come. And during the party, this boy, his brother and his sister both performed some dance on the stage or something like that. And these directors, they would say, oh, these are very good group. They have talent in them. And immediately they contacted the parents and they said, can they work in our movies? And they got good opportunities. In fact, one boy, the boy worked as a role of boy Amitabh Bachchan in many movies. He had that opportunity. His sister got opportunities in many movies and many TV serials. But this boy was confused about life. What is to be done? He grew up in a Jewish school in Bandra or Khar somewhere. In completely modern atmosphere, after the Western world, imitating the West, aping the West. And then he grew up, he did his graduation, commerce graduation. But along with that, he had many hobbies of all ranges. He was going to karate classes and also yoga classes. I don't know how that chemistry goes on. But he was doing both of them. Then he also has interest in some another Vedic field and also in some modern music. Somehow that he was lost in this world. At that time, he got an invitation through his friend that please come to the Sunday feast program. And he came to the Sunday feast program and he saw many of his schoolmates from that Jewish Western school over here as regular devotees. Many, 3-4 of them. they are now very senior devotees over here. A young age, but still very steady devotees. And he said, hey, people like us can become devotees. He said, yes, in dhoti, kurta, tilak and everything. And he also had his Gita course. Same day. Today Gita course is beginning, Sunday. He immediately registered. And he attended a Gita course. And as we say, once that click is there, then the things go on. Then the devotees from different background had gone great different troubles. When there is attraction to the Supreme Lord Krishna, nothing can stop us. One devotee was working in some government job from where it is difficult to resign. You can't just give that job very easily. Like today, they resign. It's just like resignation and taking a new appointment. It's like taking brushing teeth in nowadays. Anytime you just give in paper, take new job. But he was in a government job where it was difficult to resign. You can't give up that job for many reasons. But no, he wanted to surrender his life completely to Sri Krishna. You know, I am Krishna's man. He gave leave that my mother is sick and came to home, started staying with the devotees. He took a leave for 1 month but went back after 7 months. He showed himself up. The boss was angry anyway. He said, what are you doing? What are you up to? He said, I want to give the job. He said, you have to undergo punishment. He said, what do you do? I can't continue. So case was done. And he was punished for 2 to 3 months in jail. And he underwent that punishment. In the jail, beads were not allowed purposefully. But a blanket was given. It was cold season. He took from the blanket the threads. Torn out the threads, made a bead for himself. And for 2 months, very meager diet because there was no proper Vaishnava diet in the jail. He stayed in the jail for 2 months to get free from the jail of material world. The devotee is Krishna, he is attracting. So you should understand, another point of today's talk is we should understand all the people who are sitting over here are not ordinary souls. They have been personally attracted by Radha Gopinath to their lotus feet. Sometimes we say, oh, he is Ankit and he is like that. He is just coming from 2 years back. But no. Krishna, Shishi Radha Gopinath personally chooses. So many people are there in this material world in Bombay, 1.3 crore or something like that. 13 or 14 million is always increasing. But Krishna is choosing this person. He should get attracted. Certainly, the reciprocation by the devotee also. You understand, these devotees, we may not know for what sacrifice they have done. There are some devotees over here who are from holy places in India. Like, to get birth in India is a difficult or very, you have to have a lot of credits, and to get birth in India in holy place is difficult. Krishna says, I remind again and again a devotee if he forgets me. One devotee amongst us was born in a holy place of Udupi. He stayed there for 10 years. In his childhood days, his school was next to Krishna temple. And when every day going to school, he would go to Krishna temple, take darshan. But then after 10th class or 10 years, something like that, he came to Bombay. And Bombay effect was there. Maya Jale. Effect was there. Samskaras were there. They were not wiped off. But externally, as I said, it's glittering. Bombay is glittering. Shining is a reflecting the shine. There is no original shine. And the people get attracted to glitter. So, as a modern, yes, music man, doing graduate, MBA. But as I said, Krishna has... We think I am organizing a program. One program happened over there. One program happened in this locality or that college. No. Shishi Radha Gopinath Prabhu is orchestrating everything. To reclaim his souls from wherever they are available in whole of India or world. He's just sending some things like that. So I remember I was in temple at that time, around 96-97. Temple in railway officers colony in Kolaba, Kaf Parade, Budhwar Park. There's a program by Ranath Maharaj, I think Nityodit Prabhu and Chandramouli Maharaj, and many other devotees went there at that time. At that time, I was fortunate to have this service of sound system. From maybe around 94 till 97 at least, maybe little more, 98, 99 also. So that was very good service from one point of view. Because all the programs of Ranath Maharaj I could attend. There are some private programs, some open programs, some devotees had service of deity worship, some could come, some could not come, but I was out of question. During that 5 years, all programs I could attend. Where there was program, even most private program, because sound system had to be our own, I could go. So, and sometimes I use my powers, I can reveal it over here. Some unauthorized people, I could say, okay, I'll take you as my assistant to sound system. Come in. So some special programs, some people are not allowed. But I said, okay, come. I need two assistants. Yes, the sound system can be handled by one man. Although sometimes the program is only 100 people, where one man can do. I said, I need three other assistants. You can come for the program. So that way, Krishna, he attracts. I was also under the spell of Krishna. So Krishna decided these people should go for the program. He used me as an agent. So there was a program in Budhwar Park. Very special railway officer's colony. And then one devotee, his brother, who was doing MBA, his brother, he said, hey, there is some ISKCON program. Let us go and see. Sometimes it happens. Somebody calls us to our program and he doesn't take up Krishna consciousness very seriously because Gopinath, he knows how to use everyone as his agents, medias. So both of them came. He attended a program. He liked the program very much. And then he came to the temple. I asked him, you came to the temple, what was the thing that you liked the most? He said, everything was good, but as soon as I entered the temple, I remembered my childhood days. My first 10 years of my life, that I would go to the Krishna temple daily. And all those memories and impressions, they just awoke in my heart again. That yes, I used to go to Krishna temple daily. And then suddenly, he became a very sincere devotee and today is a very responsible devotee in our temple and Brahmachari ashram. You understand? Another devotee was there. Technically, we can call him, or for statistical sake, otherwise we cannot say like that, but statistical sake, we can say he's a very new devotee. He is just staying in our VTA or BT or something like that of just few years. But he was also from a very holy place in India, the headquarters of Ramanujacharya. Udupi was headquarters of Madhvacharya, Sriranga Kshetra, Trichy is the town close to Srirangam. This devotee would also visit Sriranganath ji daily while doing his education in college. And then after the college, he had a job, modern job, after graduate, maybe engineering or something like that, in Bangalore. And he was praying to the Lord, oh Lord, for my whole life, I have been visiting, taking your darshan. What will happen to me? Now I have to go to Bangalore. Please take care of me, make some facilities. And he came to the Bangalore. His office was next or very close to our ISKCON temple in Bangalore. And Lord took care that in his office there were two devotees. Who somehow are connected them. They are connected to our temple over here. And they are doing job in Bangalore. So he got connected. And now he is staying in our temple somewhere in VTA or BT or BC somewhere something. So therefore we understand. We may think, oh, he's a VTA. A new devotee, 2 years old. But he has been performing devotional service since his childhood days. Gopinath is standing here for 20 years but observing in Srirangam. What's happening? Oh, he's praying. Let him. He's doing school. Let him do. He's doing college. Let him do. When the right time comes, he chooses. Just like that suction. Lord Krishna has already decided. He's standing here for 20 years but he's observing the whole world. I did not plan but I just looked at that devotee. There's a devotee from Govardhan Hill amongst us. I don't know his story much, but his native place in his childhood were in town Govardhan in Vrindavan. So Gopinath is choosing from all backgrounds, pious, impious, like that. Some, what do you call it, wonderful arrangements. There are 5 students studying in 1 college in Latur. All classmate, batchmate, in 1 single class. In Latur College, they did their 12th or engineering something and they passed out. again in their own ways, thinking never to meet again. And all five of them became devotees in five different places. And they did not know. And suddenly one day after becoming devotees, they met each other. You became devotee? Are you also became devotee? And I was thinking, I thought you will be the last to become devotee. And today all five of them are initiated devotees. So Lord was observing, Latur, paanch log baithe hain. I have to catch them. Not at one college. I will catch them in my own way. They will separate. I will catch them independently. And again they will meet. All will surrender to Krishna again. So we don't know this. Pastimes of Gopinath. Gaurangera Madhur Lila. Jara Karne. We don't know. And these devotees, all of you means, are like wonderful flowers Gopinath is sewing for himself. Yeah. What is that? Kalino. Ganthiya Malatir Mala Dibo Doha Gale. Adhare Tulya Dibo Karpura Tambule. Here, Narottam Das is praying. I would string a garland of multi flowers and put it on your shoulders to Radha Krishna. But there is another type of flower of all wonderful devotees being strung by whom? By Radha Gopinath himself. All of you are a part of that. And he is orchestrating, observing you. Okay, he's in 10th standard. Let him finish. His time will come when he'll pass. His time will come when he becomes married. His time will come when he's only 3 years old. Different devotees at different stages of life. By different types, by positive, negative, we all know. One of our devotees, he was a merit ranker in 10th standard and 12th. And then he was engineering. And then he got 98.5 or something in GATE exam. Very ready, bright future as a PG in IIT or something like that. But then he joined the temple. And his parents got very disturbed. And his mother, they may be present over here, sorry for, wrote a letter in the newspaper in Maharashtra Times that there is a Radha Krishna temple in Girgaon Chopati. My son, who was a merit holder and all this, he has joined the temple. And when I went to visit the temple, there are many more engineers and doctors over there. Like that. And so many seeds of this professional college of government of India are getting wasted. And like that. As if all other engineers or doctors are doing very good. Then one person read the letter in that letters column in newspaper. All was like, this temple is like this, this temple is like that. People are wasting their lives. They could be bright future and bright contribution to the country. But he said, he got attracted. Which is this temple where so many engineers and doctors also go? I should go and see that temple. And he came over here. And now, although he's a Guruvastha, but he's full-time doing service in the temple, in accounts department. Rest you can find out who is he. He's also dedicated his life. Although he might be Guruvastha and staying in home. So Krishna wanted somebody to attract to a negative letter. Krishna inspired. You write a negative letter. Criticize the temple. I have one plan in that. I want to get this person to me. So this, whatever is happening is orchestrated by Lord Shri Krishna in this world. Various types of people. I'll take some more time. And then I don't want to take because. But I thought why I will speak all these things. Because for past many years, we have heard how Shri Radha Gopinath came to our temple in very amazing way. I thought, let us today hear how he has got many devotees in an amazing way. That is his activities. We heard about what he did after coming. What Radha Gopinath is doing after coming, that also to be heard sometimes. And that also very amazing and attractive way. One person, one boy who has just got an admission in very high engineering college in Pune, Dhankawadi. PICT. He stays nearby. I mean some Nepean Sea Road or somewhere over there. And one evening his friends who were studying in Bhola classes said, oh, come over here, we will meet and we will have some fun. And he had to go to meet dentist in Charni Road. He said, okay, on the way I will come. And he came and he was standing on the road to meet his friends to come out from Bhola class. It was in the morning time. But instead of the friends, or one devotee was staying in this temple, Nayanaranjan Prabhu, he was a book distributor. He went out. He would distribute books on the road over here. Sometimes. He was so enthusiastic. He was returning books and he talked with that boy. And he came, okay, come in, come in. At that time, the gift shop was opening, 9 a.m. And in the shop were only Marathi books. I want some English. He said, don't worry, I will get them. So he immediately went to the godown and he got full set. He said, you take the whole set. It's discount scheme. 900 rupees books. These books, I don't know, but these are only for 900 rupees. With Prabhupada, Lilamrut and SSR and Gita and everything. All books in English except Bhagavatam. NCC. He said, 900 rupees. Take it. And this devotee took it. First meeting, he took all 900 books set. He put into car. And he was waiting for his friend and talking with Nayanaranjan Prabhu. He said, they both came to a temple. They sat here. He said, we'll chant. And then suddenly one devotee came. And Nayanaranjan Prabhu went back. The devotee called him. That time, I think the devotees would pass from here to here like this. And before that, Nayanaranjan Prabhu gave him nice, like Gaurang Prabhu said today morning, leaf cup full of, not halwa, shevai kheer. So this boy was eating shevai kheer, sitting in the temple. After eating, he was sitting in the temple. And then he saw this Nayanaranjan Prabhu running from this door to that door. Again he ran. And another devotee was running behind him, as if chasing him. He was thinking, what's happening? There is something fishy or abnormal. Again he came and sat beside Pranidhi Prabhu, talked for some time. Again got up, again ran few times. Another devotee was running behind, he was sitting behind, little upset. He said, something is happening. So when Nayanaranjan Prabhu went, that devotee came. He sat beside this boy. He said, what is his name? Okay, he talked. He said, you know what this boy said for the first time when he met Nayanaranjan Prabhu? He said, I want to become like you. Nayanaranjan Prabhu was a brahmachari. Said, okay, first buy the book set. Then he gave the book set and he was sitting. He said, oh, I want to. He was thinking by that 1 or 2 hours, I was preparing myself. How I'll go home and tell my parents that I want to become a devotee. And this second devotee, I can tell his name, Krishnananda Prabhu. Who has spoiled most of the people's material life. he came and sat beside him. And if he hears, I want to become like you, then you should understand what is going to happen. Without hearing, he makes people like him. And here is one person who is saying, I want to become like you. Krishna said, why don't you? I am going to Kolhapur today evening. You come with me. First time in the temple. And he said, okay, I will come. That was training at 2 o'clock. But he said this. Then he went away and Nayanaranjan Prabhu came. So you know what happened? I promised this Krishnananda Prabhu. Because Nayanaranjan Prabhu was in charge of book godown. I promised this Krishnananda Prabhu. He told me before to give 80 Gita to Kolhapur. Means he wants to take it with him. But you know what happened? I got the Gita from BBT. But few days back, somebody came and I sold all of them. So no, I don't have any Gita. Although I promised to give him. So I'm running around here and there to get the Gita. He's running behind me. But no, I don't have any Gita. Will you do me one help? Can we both go to Juhu and get the 80 Gitas which I have to go him? And Prabhuji had a car. So okay, we'll go. But then it got late. And Krishna said, okay, don't give me Gita. So he either went to Juhu and either went to Kolhapur. He went back to his home. Came next day morning. Monday morning. But he could not identify then. We were happy, sab same dikhte starting mein. Oh, pehchan mein nahi aaya ki kaun Nayanaranjan Prabhu hai. He could not identify who is exactly the man whom I met yesterday. Then next day morning also he was going to come, but it was raining heavily, so he came for the evening Bhagavad Gita class. And sorry, I am included in this story, but I can tell. Then after the Gita class, he came down for prasad. And I just saw at him and smiled at him. He thought, this is the man whom I met on the road. But anyway, he came and within few days he was going to go to Pune. And our Radheshyam Prabhu was already there in Pune. So I said, you go and you meet him. And that way. So Krishna had many, many different types of plans to get his devotees. No, I will tell some different types of devotees. Not from pious backgrounds. From different, like, present-day Murugaris. But I won't mention any names. One man, he had gone to Pandharpur. Why? Just to be there, Vitthal, and many other activities. And he saw our bus standing, distributing books. One Prabhuji was standing over there. This man came and asked, yeah, we hear that some smuggling takes place in ISKCON. Is it true? I want some smuggled gold. The devotees are very clever again. He said, yes, yes, it takes place. But we have dealing very secret. Only Sunday at 3 p.m. So you come back. I am going to our Bombay after a few days. He gave him the address. You come Sunday. But you should, although the dealings take place at 3:50 p.m., 3:30 p.m., you should come at 12 o'clock. Those who come at 12 o'clock only get the dealings. So after that appointed Sunday, this Prabhuji came with 20,000 cash to buy the gold. Then he met. Oh, he said, yeah, consignment is coming. You sit here. You sit for the program. Consignment is coming. And then the program is over. Then the dealings take place. Then he sat for the program. Lecture looking. Or message. Kon-kon log yahan pe aaye. Then he had the prasad. Of whole thing, prasad was thing he could relate. The prasad, very nice. After the prasad was over, he went and met the devotee who met him in Pandharpur. Hey, where is the consignment? Aaj maal aaya hi nahi. Come next Sunday. Next Sunday pakka. So this man came again next Sunday with cash. He said, yes, student is going to come. Sit here. Sit here. Again he attended. Look, yeah, now custom boat active ho gaya aajkal. Wo custom mein bahut lafda chal raha hai, isliye sab gadbade. Aap agle Sunday aao, tab tak sab clear ho jayega. By the three Sundays, he has got attached to the prasad. What had happened? He said, I am going to come for prasad henceforth. And then by the third, like Haridas Thakur and that prostitute, in 3 days, she could understand that Haridas Thakur is not going to bend. He also understood by 3 days that yahan pe shayad kuch smuggling mein bhi hota nahi hai. By 3 Sundays, he could understand the truth. But by that time, he was attached to the prasad and holy name, Kirtan. And then slowly, slowly, as I said, Krishna, he just sucked him in. He is also a very nice devotee. Don't ask me after the lecture who is. Don't try to ask others also. It's good if you don't know the name. Like that, he was also caught over. And then I would train some mystic. How Krishna just gets the people from various places, catches somebody born over here, transfers him over there. Krishna is observing everything in this world. He knows Bhutani, Bhavishyani, Vartamanani, Charjuna, present, past. I'll tell the story of a boy who is, I go to Ratnagiri also to preach. A boy who has become a devotee over there. Some of you know, I have spoken it in Bhagavatam Gita or something like that. This boy, he attended a program and he became a devotee, started chanting. He took up regularly. He has come for our Ayaya Satra and come for other places, Pune. He is a very regular devotee now. But he went home in his vacations. His parents were having strong opposition. No Krishna consciousness. What is this chanting? And why are you giving up eating meat? All these things. All this nonsense. In his village, that is a Kankoli town near Goa, there was some Maharaj staying in his village, like a village Babaji. Many villages have that. So his parents once called that Babaji, you come to our home. And then mother and father started complaining. You see, our boy, he bigad gaya. Khadi Hare Ram, Hare Krishna karta hai din bhar. He does nothing else. You know what his Maharaj answered? He said, he told his parents, you don't understand. This boy and I, both were devotees in the past life in Mayapur. He is continuing, let him continue, I cannot do it.
The mother got confused. What is this? He's supporting. Babaji is supporting. So mother became half cold. She said, okay, he can do Hare Krishna, that's okay. But he doesn't go to Kula Devata and that Devata and this Devi. This Maharaj spoke. I told you once, he is at head office. He doesn't have to go to branch offices. He has already reached the head office. Why should he go to branch office? And then the mother was clean bold. Now, then he called me. This was vacation time. That immediately in the evening he called me. Prabhuji, I want to tell you something. I said, what happened? There is no opposition in my home. I said, how come? Then he told the whole thing on the phone. But as I said, Gopinath is observing. These things are not happening by chance. Lord Krishna is there planning all things for individual. We cannot plan for, here we have consular system and there is some rule that one consular cannot take more than 50 consular or something like that. Because we are humans, we have limited capacity. But Lord Krishna, he has unlimited capacity. He is planning for past 15, 20 years for hundreds of souls spread all over the world. He is planning for Africa, Canada, India, Maharashtra, Goa, everywhere. Delhi, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Punjab, Haryana, everything. And he is just planning. Yes, I have to give him mercy. Then, he's catching devotees from far off places like Srirangam, Amritsar, and even the west outside India. And some he's catching devotees just from next lane. One devotee just stays near Gaudavi temple and he used to come for Bhola classes. And he would come in the temple. Why? Not deities are okay, but he had art. So he was very attracted to the paintings. Before these paintings in the temple, there were another set of paintings. He was attracted to their art and he would just come to the deities and just see the darshan. He would spend time seeing the paintings. But Krishna saw, he is attracted to my paintings. And he took a note of it. Yes, this person is attracted to my paintings. Then he finished Bhola class and then he would come to temple only off and on Janmashtami to Gaur Purnima to Janmashtami. But Krishna was noting, yes, he is attracting. Then he went to graduate college, KC College, Churchgate. And then he saw, Are, there are already devotees. His classmates, 2-3 of them, became devotees. Oh, you are going to the same temple where I go sometimes. He said, yes, but we go regularly. Then that way, he also came in. He just stays, his house is just 3 minutes walk, or not even three, two. Did you know this signal when you go to Grand Road? And then we go further ahead and there is Y. One lane goes in, right side. Just that's over. That's where he stays. But he had to go to Churchgate, KC College and all these places to become duty. No, he doesn't stay there. No, he stays at 7K Munshimar. Over here. So now your field of search is only limited. So in this way, Krishna is looking everywhere from near to far. I won't take a lot, but there are one or two really very interesting stories. And I would end up, I won't take a lot of your time. But one so-called not very high society, simple person working and doing a simple job in Dadar area in a hospital, staying I think in Parel or something, I don't know where he stays there still. He had a family, wife, a boy and a girl, daughter. Small boy was around 6-7 years old, girl was 3-4 years old, maybe just around 6-7 years back. And he was saying, I was like a workaholic man of Bombay. I married, we had children, still never as a family went anywhere out. And his family would see on that channel, Babulnath Temple, Astha channel or something like that. His wife was a very nice devotee. Not devotee, but devotional, means in the sense devotee. When she was a small girl in Solapur, regularly she would visit Balaji Temple over there, up till marriage. And there's some secret which I'll tell you a little later. Then she came, got married. And then boy and girl were born to her. She was praying. She used to pray daily to Balaji that please give me nice children. And Krishna was hearing. And then after so many years of marriage, they were praying, like requesting to the Prabhuji that please take us out somewhere. Okay, at least take us to Babulnath Temple. And one day they planned, okay, we all families are together, we'll go to Babulnath temple. And they came to the bus and they got down at the bus stop over here at the Babulnath temple. And a small boy, just 6 years old or 7 years old, he told in Marathi, father, here is Babulnath, but I feel there is some Krishna temple over here in this lane. We'll go in this lane. And his mother, he said, yes, I also feel. He said, I am in Bombay. I never heard any temple over here. He said, no, we feel there is some temple and there is some festival going on today. We want to go there. Girl also said, yes, there is some temple. So instead of going to Babulnath, they walked into this lane. And when they came in, they saw the whole, it was Janmashtami day. Radha Gopinath Janmashtami, around 6-7 years back. They came, saw the bookstalls, festival, they came in, they took the darshan. It was actually our Gaudiya Janmashtami, the next day of our local Janmashtami. So they came in the morning and while going down, they met Damodar Dulal Prabhu. And they asked Damodar Prabhu, hey, who are you? He said, oh, this boy. He said, you come in the evening, there is night prasad, nice darshan, abhishek and prasad. And the box we give petha and all these things. And this boy said, petha is my favorite item, I will come, I want to come in the evening. They went home and in the evening only Prabhuji and that boy came. And then they took darshan and they are going down. Previously the box were distributed in the staircase while going down. Somehow they were giving only one box to everyone very strictly. But that person gave four boxes to this boy. You take and one to his father. The boy said, you see, although we could not get our sister and mother, but Krishna provided box for them also. We'll go home and we'll have all prasad together. They went home. And then while going, they said, here there are programs every Sunday, you come. So next Sunday, all of them came. They are coming, for 3 years they were coming every Sunday. And this boy was telling his father, you make some contacts, we are only coming here, but not getting no to devotee, you come, attend Sunday program, go away. 3 years is happening like this. You make some contact, know more about devotional service. But father was a little introvert. And because of not much educated, could not speak much English, he could not make any contacts. He was a little introvert. Then after 3 years, this boy used to come first in the class. This boy came first. And after coming first, as a reciprocation, they would go to some hotel to eat. So after coming first in the class this year, this boy told, no, father, we will go to some hotel to eat. No, father, I don't want to go any other hotel. When I go to the school in my bus, I have seen a Vaishnava hotel is open on the road in Lower Parel. And I want to go only there. The father said, Vaishnava hotel, what is that? And how do you know that is Vaishnava hotel? He said, I know, that is Vaishnava hotel. Although I see it only from my school bus. So they came to the Vaishnava hotel, or Srinath ji, sat inside and they are having their food, whatever they ordered. And our Krishna Charan Prabhu, he was in the counter. He saw this boy and girl. He called the father. These boys and girls, small, they look to be very nice devotees. Can I talk with them? He said, I will ask them and come. So Prabhuji went. He says, that boy's name is, you know that boy, everyone knows, Srinivas, who has made a big acting, he is acting in the dramas. Srinivas? This Krishna Saran Prabhu, he wants to talk to you. Is it okay? He said, yes, I know. He is from our temple where we go every Sunday. See his tilak. He has that tilak. I was telling you that we should make contacts with the people. Here Krishna is getting us contact. Call him. So they called the contact. Means Krishna Saran Prabhu, he talked with them. He told eating habits, chanting. And Mataji, Srinivas and his sister Shruti, all were receptive. And they took. And they said, all three of them, no, we are going home and we are not going to indulge in all this nonsense, eating and everything. If you want to join us, you join or you'll be alone, separatist. We are not going to do anything for you. You will be neglected one. He said, why I should be neglected? I want to eat and drink nicely. So you, whatever you cook, I'll make. Then he's made contact. Then the Prabhuji said, why don't you do? Tomorrow all of you again come here for a lunch. And I'll call my family, our Radhapati Prabhu and Radhika Pati Prabhu and his mother and everyone came. And then nice talk. And I said, I see him in the temple many times. He said, yes, I am coming. But my father did not make any contacts.
But now he had contacts, and then he got introduced to other devotees. But then his wife told him one thing. He said, "I did not tell you one thing, but since my marriage from my village in Solapur, I heard in the lecture today, what? Whoever touches or reads Prabhupada's books, even touches, he becomes devotee. And Krishna makes them devotee. I did not tell you. When I came as a girl, I got married and came to Bombay, I got these two books, Punaragaman and Bhagavad Gita. And I had not told you, but I was used to read them very secretly. But now I understood that, see, Krishna has made all of us devotees. So, like this, Krishna is choosing people, his own men from all over the world. And, I won't take more, but I would take to the next philosophical part, then the stories part, some small things which we should learn, and then we would end. Actually, some devotees also told me that you speak about your experience in the temple, our senior devotees. I won't go into that, but I would take it philosophically. We all have been coming to this temple, getting attracted to Krishna, holy names. But after some time, we don't feel like that. Or we feel little less attraction. And Devamrut Swami Maharaj was speaking in one lecture. He said, why it happens? He said, when we come to Krishna, we are just coming out of our sufferings in the material world. We have that memory, oh, material world. When we come to Krishna, kirtan, prasad, devotees, everything wonderful. Then after a few years, what happens? Our memories of material sufferings fade away. That comparison is not available. So sometimes you don't feel that, oh no, it is so joyful. Because that sorrow part has gone away, but we should understand that it is remaining the same. So in this temple sometimes, or anywhere in spiritual place, sometimes Krishna will test our faith. We also have some base. And generally in base we give lectures. Every year the first lecture, in the new year, because new students join in, I have to make this point. All of you have come, very nice, you have taken shelter of Krishna. You are expecting there will be a good place, chanting, prasad, wonderful devotees. But please understand, this is a material world. And some material effects will take place. What will be that? You will see some disagreements amongst devotees. And you, amongst students who are new devotees, you will see some verbal arguments also. Some heated arguments also. So don't get discouraged. They will come and go, but devotion will stay on. This is the first point. So sometimes, because of some... See, we are in material world. I have been staying here for past 10, 15 years. As a result, the life has been joyful. But sometimes, it may happen that you don't have a coupon and prasad you may not get. Or sometimes you might have a coupon and still you may not get a prasad. Some things may happen. Sometimes... your chappal may be lost. Sometimes your very dear shoes may be lost. I know management should try to see that it doesn't happen. But still, Krishna is the ultimate controller. Sometimes somebody may not speak to you very nicely. Or in a more bad words. You understand, this is externals. We should understand what this happened is a part of material world. If we give attention to that, we cannot progress in devotional life. That's what from my point of view, I would say that's what I learned. These things might happen in a place which should not, but they happen because it's a part. As Prabhupada said, if you go to salt pans, if you go to salt pans where salt, that sea water is dried and the salt is made, certainly some salt will touch here and there. So here there's some salt. Oh, you are in the salt pan. So because we are in the material world, some effects of material world will happen. But you should know, we should concentrate on the spiritual world. If we can do that, then our life is kevala ananda kanda, a spiritual bliss. Otherwise, if we learn to focus on some few incidences here and there, then our life will be miserable, even as devotees. We have to learn to focus on the spiritual aspect. Some things will happen. And they are bound to happen. Krishna is going to test our faith also. Although it should not happen ideally, but it is a material world. It will happen. So, please, we should understand, try to neglect that. And actually, it's like that. Actually, sometimes Krishna arranges that also. I'll tell you just one small incident. Which Sridhama Prabhu spoke in his Bhagavatam class around 15-20 days back. One devotee, a new devotee, For the first time, he registered to go to Vrindavan Yatra. He went to Vrindavan Yatra, very enthusiastic, sat in the bus and looking outside, oh, we are going to some place. And then, during the stressful moments of Yatra management, the devotees, they are in little different rasa. There are some disagreements and some, we should understand that is not the main thing. He saw two devotees arguing amongst each other in a very hot way. He said, what is this? He was a new person. I come to this place, Yatra, and still I have to look at the same thing. Disagreements between devotees, they are senior ones arguing. He was put off. He said, I'll go back tomorrow. But anyway, he said, I have paid the money. Paisa vasool kar leta hun. I'll stay for the whole Yatra. And his friend was going to come after 2-3 days, late. He called him, don't come. Ispe koi maja nahi. Jo bharat hai, wo yahan pe ho raha hai. Don't come. But Krishna, he wanted to choose him. Next day, his whole day went off, put off. But anyway, next day, he again sat in the bus. And then, he saw outside the bus. So same two devotees. What happened? They both were embracing each other, falling at each other's feet, and glorifying each other. He was astonished. Are kal aise hua? Today like this? But he was inclined. What happened yesterday, it happens everywhere in the material world. But what I saw today, it happens only in spiritual world. And therefore he appreciated. He said, no, I will stay on for all the 12 days. And he again called his friend and told, yeah, you come. It's good, you come. It's good Yatra. He come, it's good Yatra. Actually, I decided to stop. But there's one important point which was still. because without that, nothing will be over. What is that? You should understand what Krishna and the devotees have to do to get people into devotional service. This is about very senior devotee in our congregation. He had his wife. And his wife's brother's wife. Means the Mataji's brother and his wife were their devotees in Pune. That lady was devotee. And this gentle lady was pregnant. So she went to her home. Maike, we call it. Her father's home in Pune. She was staying there and delivered the baby, a nice boy. All of them are nice devotees, no? And they stayed. And then what happened when the boy was 7 days old? Many senior devotees from here, old time, Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Janva Mata, and all such, Vishwarup Prabhu, doctor, and his wife, all of them went to Pune. And this lady, devotee from Pune, she said, oh, that time very few devotees. There were like 20, 30 devotees overall. At the most 50. So everyone knew everything. She said, my sister-in-law, my brother, my husband's sister, she has just given birth to a baby, 7 days old. All of you come to bless them. So all these 8-10 devotees went to their home. The small boy was there to bless the boy. They chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. But a small baby was in a great problem. For 4-5 days, he was having some constipation like of things. 7 days old boy. He was not able to clear the motions. And he was actually suffering a lot, 7 days old boy. So neither was doctor knowing what to do. Neither was mother knowing what to do. So there's our doctor, devotee. And he said, what is to be done? See, Krishna has to do all these things to devotees. But his doctor was very intelligent. He understood what is to be done. He said, get me a paper. And he made a paper into the roll and used as an enema. And the stomach was cleared. But immediately that lady, the mother, because you know ladies, they are very, it's normal, very attached and caring for their new babies. She felt so much grateful. Oh, this devotee is the help my small child. And immediately they came back to Bombay and they started chanting the holy names. Krishna had very wonderful plans. And then Mataji became devotee. And then Prabhuji was still observant, observing the situation. But then, as I said, when he came into close contacts, so Krishna had to sometimes give some constipation to someone to make devotees. Small. He has old plans, Radha Gopinath. In this way, I would like to sum up by making the request. We said, Gaurangera Duti Pada, Jara Dhana Sampada. What we are seeing in all over the world, not only in ISKCON Chowpatty, although I am speaking with this reference today is Lord Chaitanya's pastime that began 500 years back. All the devotees over here are wonderful flowers in the garland of Radha Gopinath. We have come to celebrate. There is wonderful feast awaiting us. So I would finish my lecture very fast, so we can go for the feast very fast and very fastly eat the feast and break our fast since 11 o'clock. So that way, but we should think, we have come to, we go for birthdays, we first give a gift and then accept the feast, birthday party. So today we have all come over here, but we should also think what gift I can give to Radha Gopinath. He has attracted our hearts, but we should give gifts. On the birthday, we give his gifts. We just don't come and go. And you may think, okay, I will give 100 rupees donation. That is okay, but Radha Gopinath wants inner, not external gift. External is also important, but inner gift. He has a mission. What is his mission? To attract conditioned souls to him. And he wants to use all of us in his mission, make an agent. Like, we see, Krishna's mercy is there, but devotees' agency is also required. Both have to be combined. Krishna's, Gopinath's mercy and devotees' agency. Then only the things happen. So don't sit back. Srila Prabhupada says, do as I do, talk as I talk. Say what I said, say as I said, do as I do. And just carry on. So if we want to reciprocate, do something to Radha Gopinath, we should not just sit back. The best birthday gift which we can give is to become an agent of Radha Gopinath into distributing his mercy. Some of us may think, oh, I don't speak. I'm not a speaker. I'm not a singer. I'm not some organizer. There are hundreds and thousands of ways where we can give out the mercy of Radha. It's not speaking is the only way. Book distribution is the way. Giving prasad is the way. Cooking prasad is the way. So many people, there's hundreds of ways to give out Krishna's mercy. So please, it's your duty to try to, whatever we have got, as Lord Chaitanya said in the beginning, I mentioned, he said, I have a creeper of devotional service. And many ripened fruits, but how much I can distribute? It's the duty of every one of us over here, not only brahmacharis, or counselors, or senior preachers, even the first who has come here for the first time. Because Gopinath has attracted them. They have come here the first time, but within a few days we'll understand how Gopinath has attracted them. So I request all of you that please think of this birthday gift. That try your best and Krishna will do the rest. Gopinath will do the rest. Try your best to somehow or other do something for Krishna's mission. Actually not Krishna. Krishna is doing everything. As Lord Krishna told Arjuna, I already killed them. But you become the medium. Similarly, Krishna has already chosen the souls all over the world. It's our choice whether we want to become the medium. So, with this request, I end. Sorry, whatever I could speak, little bit I spoke. There's some chit over here. So, as I said in the beginning, this worship of deity and two very wonderful devotees of our congregation had come forward to decorate the deities where we see in this way. Today, the dress, the most beautiful, exquisite dress, blue color with nice jewels and stones and embroidery, has been sponsored by Avanti and Yash Birla. So you should all thank them by loudly chanting, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! And today's flower decorations, which are also equally important, have been sponsored by Big Heart by Srinathji Prabhu and Maithili Priya Mataji. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! And also, we on the behalf, or all of us, would also like to express our gratitude and thanks to especially two devotees who have rendered their skills in making this dress. One is sponsoring, which is very important, but also making.
His Grace Murali Mohan Prabhu and Gaur Krishna Prabhu for making this nice dress and decorations. We should thank them also. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Okay. And from my side, one more announcement. I would like to thank all of you for coming over here today, and you can thank all of us by loudly chanting once more 3 times. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! So we'll have wonderful aesthetic kirtan for the pleasure of Radha Gopinath, and then we'll have prasad feast. Hare Krishna!